Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction. I'm really glad you've joined me for today's weekday podcast, as I want to talk about something that's a bit of a follow-up from last Friday's conversation. But today I want to talk about going in too many directions. The writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews 12:1, "Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." We tend to spend a lot of time on the running part, the endurance part, the race part, but sometimes I think we forget those last five words, "that is set before us." Every human has a sweet spot. We have a skill, an aptitude. We have some function that results in our ability to perform at maximum impact for any given amount of effort or whatever it is that we're involved in. We've all had them. We've all felt them. We've all found ourselves, like people say, of athletes or speakers or singers or performers, where we're, quote, in the zone, end quote. You know what? We might have one, we might have two, but our sweet spots are what makes us uniquely indispensable to other people. The people we work for, the people we work with, the families that we're around, the friends that we have, the folks that God puts in our path to serve. Of all the things that we do, our sweet spot activities seem to often be where we make the biggest and most unique difference in our world. They're the things that each one of us uniquely and wondrously were made to do. I know people that can't imagine speaking into a microphone or speaking in front of a crowd, and yet for me, it just feels, well, like a sweet spot. But they're not random. They're not accidental. I know people who love to work with numbers and spreadsheets, but you know what? It drives me crazy. But we've all been crafted uniquely and wondrously by the divine. The Creator looked at us and said, "You're perfect for," and then He filled in the blank. And those sweet spots indicate where God wants us to focus our lives for the greatest kingdom impact. You see, I really believe that our sweet spots are crafted with very unique and very specific needs and goals in mind, because God cares about those needs no matter what they are, and God has uniquely wired us and designed us that we are the ones to address those needs. I know it's not easy to wrap your head around it and try to think to ourselves, "But wait a minute, I'm not really that special." Well, think about it this way. According to Ephesians 2:10, we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk, are you ready for this, in them. Wow. When we identify what those gifts, what those sweet spots are, and what it allows us to do as we take a look, a hard look at our days, our weeks, our hours, and our prioritizations, it should allow us to begin to concentrate our efforts on activities for which we were uniquely crafted and made for. It allows us to create margin in our work life. It allows us to not fall in the trap that Moses did in Exodus 18 of feeling like it's all on him and nobody can do anything without him. There are things that we are uniquely called to do, and there are things that we are not. We cannot eliminate all of the outside activities. I know that's impossible, but we can better manage our time and emphasize those sweet spots that God has uniquely gifted us. Grab a piece of paper and write out what you think your ideal kingdom job description is, the one that perfectly leverages you in those sweet spots, and then see how you can move toward them, including in your prayer life. Oh, my friend, God has such an extraordinary plan for you. Now, go chase after it. Thanks so much for joining me on today's Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.